are again. I should say good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. EJ Barden is my name, and we're here on this Saturday, get the dates right, 18th of November 2017. That's already the 19th here in Wales. So saying to Ken, the board up in dark, dank Wales here, it's 3 in the morning. But if you stood still here, you'll have moths growing on you. It is humidity and a dry day, 93%, and wet and cold, and probably plus 2 at the moment, centigrade. So it's the dampness here would rot your bones, it really would. But anyway, today we shall be discussing all the incredible mega divisions of Agenda 21 with a guest. I'll introduce him soon when he shows up here. And all the elements of that, which has been enacted against us on every level, including the European Union here. That's another subject I'll deal with in the third hour. What's going on there? But every aspect of Agenda 21 is creeping around your local authority, government, and on every level of life. It's being enacted against us in the European Union. We'll stick with the United States today. But on every level, it covers bylaws, laws, family education, this carry-on of smart meters. And the destructive thing of migration and uncontrolled immigration. And once it came out this week in America, the different... there's about 100 different status of visas to visit America, but the special visas for migration, there's about 25 of them, where Obama was filtering people into the United States in under all sorts of ruses, and it's just shocking. But the United Nations used this weapon, their creep underground weapon is sustainability. Sustainability, properly defined, is absolutely the civilized, sensible way of managing the environment and farming. I mean, not to abuse the land, to rotate crops, etc., etc., and handle not overstocked land with cattle or animals, and 100 different things. But sustainability, in the mouth of the United Nations, is an attack weapon to drive humans off the land and bring it back to what they call rewilding. And that's a trendy phrase you'll read in the British press, which people think it's a wonderful idea to have these national parks. It's not to do with national parks, relatively. It's to turn most of the states into national parks, like the situation in Nevada, where in Clark County, where the Bundys are from, and the Bundy trial is going on right now. It is the Bundys are the last farming family of 50 in Clark County, Nevada. And they've dealt with this many times before. The amount of land that the federal government control in Nevada is just shocking. It's it's over 75%, 80%. I have a program way back. I'll get the notes on it soon, but some other day. But in the western states, the amount of land that the federal government control, and indeed in the likes of Nevada, apart from Las Vegas, which is an entity on its own. It's like something from outer space, I suppose. But most of the people in rural Nevada are dependent, 60-70% working for a local government or government. And therefore, they are compromised by that fact alone. That's been the way. But I'll be depending on Ken to send me an SMS then when our guest shows up. But and the other one too. The European Union and it's illegal to grow GMO crops here, but they're having secret meetings with the likes of Monsanto and people. Okay, and creep again. Absolute shocking deceit, and as I say, the template of what another day we'll talk about it going on in the European Union is the template or the destruction. They're building the European Union, they think, but it's the template in reverse that's been using to break up the United States. But anyway, we have a guest today, I'll come to his name now in a second, who has been a prolific advocate of freedom, liberty, free enterprise, sovereignty, and independence, very close to my heart, all these issues. He's been an editor of two newspapers. He set up the American Policy Center. And he's got two books on the go at the moment, I believe. Tell Me I Was Wrong. He'll explain what that is. And another one called Erase. I can guess what that's about. And since 1972, he's been, to use his own phrase, sounding the alarm bells about the environmental movement. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Sustainability. And these useful idiots who are swept up in it, including Greenpeace. And he's been speaking and writing on the issues ever since. And his name is Mr. Tom DeWeese. We have Mr. Tom DeWeese.
Hey, VJ, I'm here. How are you?
Very good, very good. How are you? You keep, thank you for coming on late on a Saturday night.
Are you keeping your home there? Here?
What would you normally be doing at this time? Sitting down to drink and have...
Probably dozing somewhere, yes.
Very good, very good, very good. But, no, there's no end. If you were to do nothing else but cover the output of lies and deceit, it's a full-time publication. Of the many things we talk about today, and we'll come to the mega subject, it's the whole program today, Agenda 21. What papers did you edit when you were a news editor?
I worked for a newspaper in my hometown. It was owned by a congressman. His name was John Ashbrook. And he was one of the most conservative congressmen in the country. He happened to be my congressman. And he actually ran against Richard Nixon in a protest in 1972. His button...
What a brave man.
Button, he was. And yeah. His official button that he used in the campaign was no left turn. So, you know... I worked for his newspaper and wrote articles for it. I also was the production manager for the paper, making sure all the articles got in, the headlines written, all that
very
kind
good.
Of thing.
You certainly know how the media works. Oh, you can name that hometown. What was that hometown at the time?
My hometown was Newark, Ohio.
Oh, Newark, yeah. There's a Newark in the north of England, a tiny little town. Very nice. No, Ohio, yes. That's
Newark
a Dutch state,
right?
I presume you're... Yeah, that's right, New York on Trent. Very nice people. I've been in every showgrounds in Britain because one of the many jobs I did over the years is to set up trade show events and do trade shows, and they're very decent people. That's right. You mentioned something, no left turn there. One of the jokes, I was playing it back recently, I'm not going to divert onto this, was the Rowan and Martin laugh-in, and Dan Rowan says, Ronald Reagan is worried about earthquakes, and Dick Martin says, really? So, yeah, he's worried about Berkeley going to the left, meaning Berkeley University.
Sure, yeah.
But California, if I start on that, I'll destroy your program today. We're going to talk to the focus on you and what you'd be doing on this area. But I never fail to mention California in a broadcast. The disturbed insanity of the left down there, it's shocking. It's absolutely shocking.
Well, it's the poster child for everything we're talking about. Where is everything going to go? Take a look at California, and that's where we'll all be in 10 years.
How can people go? Because I understand people voting right or left, or and the useful idiots being swept up with different scenarios in the public mind. But Jerry Brown, that man is disturbed. I mean, the laws that I've read out on this program. I'm 2 years on. Would you believe now? A monotone, monotonous voice with chronic hoarseness. I'm supposed to be a broadcaster, by the way. But the stuff I've read out on California is just jaw dropping. Absolutely jaw dropping.
Yeah,
laws of the land, like 32 genders, etc. But tell us, you're the APC. How you got to form the American Policy Center? How did that come to be?
Well, I've been an activist literally since I graduated from high school in 1967, and working on various issues and so forth. I got involved in an organization called Young Americans for Freedom, and that's where I learned economics and philosophy and things like that. And just one thing led to another, and in 1986, I was... presented the opportunity to organize an organization. Originally, it was called the Foreign Policy Center, and we started, first of all, we went to Panama, for example, and did election observation there. We were there when Noriega stole the election. I was an election observer there, and it was quite a eye-opening experience. And I worked with I worked with the Contras. I could have been Oliver North, raising money for them and so forth.
Really? And you're lucky you got out with your life. You're lucky you got out with your life, considering.
I know. No, these are the kind of things we did. Yeah. But along about 1986, 87, I began to notice, you know, this environmental movement. And I began to become concerned about the effect that these policies were having on private property rights. And I mean, at that time, environmentalism was the number one issue. There was nothing negative said about it. It was the way it was, and we have to save the planet. And so I just started looking into this, and Greenpeace and the Sierra Club.
The words out of my mouth. Yeah, they were a legit organization then. They're now the hardcore left communist party of Germany, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, they just steadily moved in that direction, and you know, what started out as being, you know, maybe some good ideas that we need. Certainly, we need to, you know, keep the environment clean. We need to protect the, you know, the land. We need to make sure the rivers are clean and so forth. But if you listen to the Sierra Club today, we have spent over $1 trillion in this country on environmental cleanup. But if you listen to them, you'd think we never spent a dime. And nothing's ever good enough. And that began to tell me this is about something else besides the environment. The environment's the excuse for this. And I've had environmentalists say to me, it doesn't matter how many rights you think you have. If you don't have a planet to stand on, they won't do you any good. And, you know, so this becomes the mantra of it. And the environment for everything.
Which is all about entrapment, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, and as you begin to read the things that they say, the you know, the quotes that they put out, we don't believe in private property. We can't possibly have another country like the United States. We've got to stop that. Free enterprise is bad. On and on and on. These are the things they say. Dave Foreman, who was one of the founders of Earth First, most radical environmental group of all time, said, we must make this an insecure and inhospitable place for capitalists and their projects. And somebody else from Earth First said, if we don't overthrow capitalism, we don't have a chance of saving the world ecologically. You know, on and on and on like that. Yeah. And now you hear today from the United Nations, meeting after meeting after meeting, we got to get rid of capitalism. In 2012, they had it was the 20-year anniversary of Agenda 21 coming into place. One of the things they were talking about there, one of the big programs, was zero economic growth. We just stagnate and stay right here, and then we won't hurt the environment. This is insanity.
This is coded language for getting rid of humans. All this code, it's all coded language, as you know.
Sure it is.
Carry on, but sorry, carry on. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, that's what I began to look at back then. And, you know, it's just gotten worse. But I was, in 1992, I was, you know, part of a property rights movement across the country. You know, even then we were seeing the attacks on ranchers, farmers. They were doing everything they could to try to protect their ranches and their livelihood. And another activist started going to some of these international meetings, these UN meetings, and he is the one who really was there at the Earth Summit to see this Agenda 21 thing that was put together there, and he brought it back. There were about 100 of us. He brought together in a conference, in a meeting in St. Louis, and for 2 days he pounded it in our brains what this was, what it meant. His name was Henry Lamb, and he was my mentor on all this. He's unfortunately passed away, but at that time, he just pounded this into us, and we created something called Freedom 21 to counter it, put on 10 national conferences, and, you know, began to build a movement across the country. At first, totally ignored. People who don't feel the effects of some of these things don't believe they're there, and it took a while, but now we have a national movement that we have succeeded in putting together. And we're taking little baby steps, but we are starting to make a movement.
Well, I must say you've served your time in this. The key thing right now, you've touched on it, is the Bundy trial, and the Bundys are the last remaining ranch in Clark County, Nevada. I said it there earlier on. And that trial is going on right now. I'm sure you know about that.
Oh, absolutely.
And they are being persecuted. Shocking. A modern-day, absolute vicious, like Honecker's Germany. And I was asking a guy, I sent a question in to the program that's been done. We see we have one of our broadcasters in jail at the moment, Tom Lacovera, I don't know who he is, who was, simply went to the Malheur event to report on it. That's all. And he was charged with constructive possession. He did not have a gun on him. Because he was in a hotel room later on with somebody who had a legal permit to carry a gun, he was charged with constructive possession, which is a joke. And I was giving this to Chris Ann Hall when she was on. She didn't define it very well, by the way, but anyway, a few weeks ago. But he's 18 months, nearly more in jail, and he is, his name doesn't crop up, but obviously the main people are the Bundys. But this, he has had a program on RBN here. He was on my program a few times. And his case is coming up very soon as well. But he's surviving, but they're being treated like dirt, like they were the worst terrorists in America. It's shocking.
Well, this is an attempt to intimidate us, to shut us up, to frighten us, not, you know, to keep us from having public meetings, to keep us from traveling, to, you know, shut us down. And this is a movement that is growing at the moment, and one of the great perpetrators of this is the Southern Poverty Law Center. They put out an annual list of hate groups in the country. A hate group to the Southern Poverty Law Center is anybody who disagrees with them.
And anybody who's conservative, yeah.
Exactly. And if you voted for Ron Paul, you're on the hate list. If you believe that big government is a bad thing, you're on the hate list. If you're opposed to abortion, you're on the hate list. And so what is happening right now, after we had this, this incident in Charlottesville, Virginia, which is just 50 miles from me, where supposedly right-wingers clashed with left-wingers, and, I believe, we can go into that if you want to, but I believe that that was completely created. And,
Well, taking down the statue was planned to cause the problem. It was a Democratic-controlled city council who moved to take down the statue of wherever it was. I mean, there's good and bad in the history of everything, but taking down these statues of the history of the United States or Britain is absolutely provocative. It was a planned provocative move, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, sorry, we're going to the first break here. Hang on to that. And we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes, okay?
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the break of the first hour, and we're talking to Tom DeWeese, who was blazing the trail there. He's packed in a lot of information in the first 20 minutes alone. But there's hundreds of things to talk to you about, Tom. But the Sierra Club, they're a vicious, they're like the Southern Law of Poverty Center, and they've endless money to take lawsuits. Just tell us what you know about the main facts about the Sierra Club.
Well, they're probably one of the top two organizations that in this country that are promoting these ideas, the other one being the Nature Conservancy, and they, you know, as you said, they have lots and lots of money, and they are able to just buy politicians to put these things together. These non-governmental organizations that we hear about all the time. The Sierra Club's a major one. You know, they helped write Agenda 21 at the Earth Summit in 1992 to begin with. And what the proponents of this always say, once we started to get traction and talk about how dangerous Agenda 21 was, it went from being, they were saying back then that Agenda 21 is a comprehensive blueprint for the reorganization of human society. I mean, that is an astounding statement of what a document was about.
That's the only truth they're telling. That's absolutely correct.
Well, they tell us all the time what they mean, and nobody listens. You know, they're so outrageous, nobody believes it. But when we started to make some traction and get people to start to protest it, and we were being heard, all of a sudden it went from a comprehensive blueprint to an innocuous 20-year-old document that has no enforcement capability. Oh, you mean this thing? Oh, no, that's just a suggestion. Well, the way that it became law in this country, became policy, is that in 1993, after Bill Clinton got elected, he created the President's Council on Sustainable Development with an executive order. On that council were the very people who wrote it in the first place. The Sierra Club, the Nature Conservancy, the Audubon Society. Also on that council were the heads of pretty much every federal agency and heads of corporations, global corporations. And Enron was one of them, which I find humorous that they were going to tell us how to prepare for the future. And so this is how, and the Sierra Club was running this and making these policies. And what they did was they laid out a plan, and they began to work in every agency on creating grant programs. These grant programs were written so that they had very specific details in it that if you complied to this grant, then you were implementing Agenda 21 by the very documents, the very details in it. Now, when they did that, they created the grant programs, and they put these policies together. Then they went into every state legislature, and they began to lobby there to create legislation, for instance, that every community would have to put together a comprehensive development plan. And so now the cities were, and counties were charged with this, that they had to do a comprehensive development. They're sitting there saying, what the heck is a comprehensive development plan? The same NGO groups then went into the local communities and said, don't worry about it. We've got it all right here in a box for you, and we've got the money. So you don't even have to think. Yeah. You just do this. This
and
is
the same
how
people are getting government grant money to screw us. Right?
Exactly.
That's what they're doing in the UK here.
Yeah, it all works
absolutely
the same. It's the plan, yeah. And
most of them, I'm just staying at the same point, most of them are suburban people who've never lived in the countryside, by the way. That's the sad joke. They don't understand farming or ranching or anything like whatsoever.
I have said several times, if the Sierra Club and all their members would just climb out of their high towers and condos in New York City and go out into the countryside, they might know something about the environment.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's like the BBC. There's still outstanding people in the BBC, and like when they put their mind to it, they're the best broadcasters in the world. There's still some independently good producers there and documentary makers. But the mantra of the BBC, who dominate broadcasting here, like we all pay a TV license to see it. The reason for paying the TV license is misunderstood, is to give them independent source. They're not dependent on commercial interests, which is fair. When you have a TV license, as I have, one of the few legal things I do have, you're tacitly a shareholder in it. But sorry, we've come to the bottom of the hour break. We'll have a 20-minute run after this break, and then we won't be interrupting you. And then we'll go with that. So we'll be back in 3 minutes. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Coming back in from the break, we're talking to Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center. By the way, just to get back to you, Tom, I'll just give you a quick example. What you're saying there about these organizations tunneling out inside government, we have a thing called the Cabinet Office in London, which is the office of the Prime Minister, actually. And under Tony Blair and Cameron, he brought in advisors from the multinationals. And what are they doing? They're basically drafting their own legislation. That's what they're doing. And another thing, just to go leap ahead, very big, big thing in America, the CDC has exposed by, you know, Mike Adams of Natural News, you know who that is, yeah?
No, I don't think so.
Well, Natural News is one of the finest sites you'll ever come across about exposing things on GMO health and legislation.
I have seen that, yes.
The CDC owns medical patents, the Centers for Disease Control, and they own the patent on, wait for you to hear this, Ebola. They own the patent on it. You know what that means, that they're part of the military-industrial complex, and they're spreading it from time to time, testing it. Mm-hmm. So that's how disgraceful it is. But the apparatus built against us, what you're describing, and we go on through this now, with the military-industrial complex, which is now Big Pharma as well, they're built into that as well, and all the environmental laws, and it's the BLM being armed to the teeth. They're a paramilitary organization, the BLM, in Nevada, and not the Black Lives Matter. It's the Land Bureau of Land Management, and yep. The government bought 2.5 billion rounds of ammunition there last year to give to the government agencies. So it's pretty serious what we're up against. Yep. You know?
This is what drives me. I am just furious and sick and tired of all of these secret things that are going on and just what you've described, how they're all interconnected and so forth. And when we try to put light on that, when we try to talk about it, then they start accusing us of being nuts, tinfoil hats, crazy conspiracy theorists. And all we're doing is, you know, usually we're quoting them. And we're showing these details. And, I mean, I've got a stack of documents right here, but they tell us Agenda 21 doesn't exist. And I've got a stack of documents that prove that it does. And one of them is a document that is it was done 5 years after Agenda 21 was introduced, and it is a report from the United States to the United Nations on the progress of implementing Agenda 21 in the United States in the first 5 years. And I was speaking to a committee in the Maine legislature, the state of Maine, and before that I was introduced to a reporter there, and he was talking to me, and I took that document out and I put it in his hands. I said, here, hold this. And he said, why? I said, because they're going to tell you it doesn't exist. It's in your hands. I am sick and tired of being called a nutcase because we're telling the truth about what's happening here. And all of Americans, I know this is all over the world as well, this secrecy that all these little government things happening, what's happening to the Bundys, what they've done to people there, what the BLM is doing, what the all these other agencies, what's happening in behind the scenes at city council meetings, that's all real, it's all happening there, and our lives are being destroyed, our freedoms are being destroyed as these guys are doing this to us, and then we're the nutcases. I am sick and tired of being called that.
Oh, yeah. And another thing, I hope you tell people, and you're in a very strong position to do it. I've been in party politics in Ireland, Britain, Canada, and States, profoundly, and with UKIP and Nigel Farage and all that, about Keep the Pound and getting Britain out of the European Union, and we've won those two. Not me, but, you know, it's been a success, except for the torturous Brexit negotiations. We'll come to that later on. But one of the things to do with dealing with city council, staying on the point you just made, never go to their meeting as a group of the public. Set up your own meeting and in a public hall, and you invite them to your meeting, because they'll rig the meeting against you. And I've been at hundreds of meetings over the years in politics, and I know how to rig a meeting. But that has to be the case, because they will slice and dice you and shut you down. I'm sure you've experienced that.
Oh yeah, tell you the truth, wherever I go to speak, the people who have invited me to speak always invite the elected officials. Rarely do they show up. The interesting thing is, lately, that's begun to change a little bit, but it became a joke. I was at a meeting where there were 8 elected officials around a table where we were having dinner, and I'm talking to them. And just as I'm introduced to go up and speak, I look down at that table and it's completely empty. They always leave before I get up to speak. I guess that gives them plausible deniability so they can sit there and go, Agenda 21, I never heard of that. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, not only is it pig ignorant to do what they just did, they were part of your group, but to do that shows you that, but film the meeting, record the meeting, but invite them to you. And, of course, they're using all the organizations like the Masons to undermine and infiltrate organizations. And that's a very big thing here in the UK. But it's at every level. But I have a radar. I can spot these people a mile away. But it's like the... I'm not telling you what to speak today, but you and I have exchanged some data there today. The TPP, that's not scrapped. That is just on hold. That is one of the most obnoxious instruments ever invented about a trade agreement, which is about taking over government, the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
This is a common tactic. When we begin to build opposition to something, these guys run for the dark. They hide, and they pretend like we've won a battle, and then they change the name of it or something else or have some other tactic, and then it pops back up again. It's very, very difficult to kill these things. And unfortunately, because it is difficult to kill them, a lot of our people get discouraged and say, well, it's no use to fight anymore. I'm not going to. And we've lost a lot of good people because of that. It's very discouraging. But, what choice do we have but to keep going after it? But yeah, they changed the name, and they changed the tactic of it. Trump told us we're going to get rid of TPP, and then it became we're going to renegotiate it, or NAFTA, or things like that.
Trump's 10,000 times better than Hillary Clinton. We know all about You're 27, broadcasting RBN, and John Stapler, who I think you know, John, you've been on this program, I think. He's been 25 years doing this, as long as you've been, and that's what RBN, and one of the things you heard it on the break there, because you can handle the truth, but most people can't, and this snowflake generation of cliques and safe spaces and the poisonous propaganda in universities, in high schools, and children's, and the vaccinations, and this political correctness, which is one of the most insidious of all, redefining words. I'm sure you have a lot of words that they've used. You know, sustainability is up there, number one. The redefining of words is an appalling attack on us, all of us.
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, George Orwell had it so right in so many ways. You know, newspeak and erasing our past and all that sort of thing. You erase our culture, erase our history, and then somebody can invent a new history and a whole new culture, and the past is all forgotten. And this is the great danger of it. You know, it clear back in 1808, Noah Webster, you know, published the first English language dictionary, so that language, you know, we had new nations, we had new things happening, but language is being misused. So he puts it down so we knew what the words meant. And it's interesting, if you look back in there, you'll see, for example, he defined sustainable yield at the time. And that meant that, you know, as a requirement, if you cut down this many trees, then you plant this many to, you know, keep it even. And that's pretty logical. That's, you know, and when they talk about sustainable development, then that's what people think it means. And because it's logical. But when you get down into it and you find out what sustainable really means, is, you know, you're denying use, you're locking away land resources, taking things out of human hands. This is, you know, this is totalitarianism. It's not sustainable yield, it is control. And, you know, you mentioned the rewilding and so forth. The Wildlands Project was put together by Earth First, Dave Foreman. It was his idea. And somewhere around here, I've got the original document that he put together. And the idea for it was herding people off of the rural lands. The rewilding in this country was 50% of all the land in every state would be put back the way it was before Christopher Columbus stepped foot here, and people would be herded into the cities. And when we started telling people about that and you know, talking about it, people would say, oh, how would they do that? Oh, come on. And how do they do it? They make it impossible to live on the rural land. They, rules, regulations, and you know, one of the things they're using right now, effectively, is banning septic tanks. If you don't have that kind of a system, then it's very difficult to live on the rural lands. Controlling the water and sustainable farming controls what you can grow and how you can grow it. And it makes it so that small farmers can't compete, and so they go out of business. And what you're merging to is one big farming corporation after another,
Cargill.
Small guys put out of business. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's like Cargill are an issue here, although the farm community are bucking under. They're not allowed to grow GMOs here, but Cargill get into an area where they get into the feed business, and they give merchants long-term credit and get into the supplying the feed. But they and three other companies control the price of grain worldwide, and they keep it down very, very low so as they can trade in it. It's almost not viable to grow it. So is that they can, what they're really in is not, they're in the feed business and the chicken processing business and everything else. But these combines are part of this, and by they as a group, I forget the name, you'll probably come up with it, in Ukraine, which is a despotic regime, the John Deere, Cargill, and a group of companies, about 6 or 8, 10 of them, have gone into Ukraine with Monsanto to vandalize Ukraine. And I don't know how the Ukrainians are going to put up this, but talk about, I don't know how long more Putin can put up with the carry-on in Ukraine, because it'd be better if it was back under Russian control. Because it's a template to provoke Russia under many of the things they're trying to do to provoke Putin about this Russia thing, which is total BS in the election. As like the fronted thing that Hillary Clinton was delighted she was up on the rap, on the public persona of the emails. That's okay, 30,000. Who gives a toss? That covers 95% of the crime that she's already involved in. including stealing money out of the Haiti Rescue Fund and all. We have it all here in Albion. I've covered it. But it is the crime families of the Clintons and the Bushes is just shocking. And you referred to Enron. They vandalized the national grid by underinvesting in it across America, et cetera, and for the cost of one quarter of one of the wars of the last 16 years, America could have had a hardened grid that would not be wiped out in an EMP attack. But that hasn't been done.
Yep.
Right?
Going back to farming and so forth, one of the great fears here, one of the great tragedies that's taking place is the UN is setting up these seed banks. And it's going to, they're moving to the day where the UN doles out the seeds that farmers are allowed to use. And, so this, again, controls the food supply. And you referred earlier to reducing the population. And we don't talk about this a whole lot, but one of the major focuses of Agenda 21 is reduction of the population. I have seen environmentalists use all kinds of numbers of what they believe the population should be. I've seen it as low as 250 million people worldwide that the Earth can sustain. We have more than that in the United States, And so,
a 90% reduction, possibly, yeah.
Yeah. Now, if you overlay that idea onto their sustainable plans, now they start to make some sense, because you've got reduced food supplies, you've got reduced energy supplies, you've got reduced housing supplies. If you reduce the population, that starts to work. And I have said to environmentalists over and over again, you get in line first. I'll follow you. We're going to reduce the population. I haven't had one take me up on that yet,
Oh, yeah, that's right. And another thing about they say they're anti-free enterprise. Well, yes, they have. The multinationals who have mega outright monopoly control have wiped out free enterprise for the average person. And the Internet, like in Britain, we have suffered, stating the bleeding obvious here, we had the unbridled supermarket expansion wave, Tesco, Asda, Sainsbury's, over 30 years. And I worked in the food drink tobacco trade for 20 years, a rep as a brand manager, all the rest of it, and pharma as well. But I noticed when I came back to America here, I saw it very clearly. There was no competition on price, really. It was competition for floor space until Aldi and Lidl arrived from Germany, and now there is competition on price. But I only have the small towns, including the one I live in here. It's only 2,700 people being wiped out badly on retailing for your average person in small towns. But the supermarket expansion, we now have the Internet wave, which is knocking hell out of everybody. And every town in Britain and village has the courier vans, UPS, all the rest of them, DHL, running around the town, delivering all the stuff. And I'm guilty as well. I buy all the cartridges for the computer and stuff across the Internet. I have to, but because the other towns, suppliers have been wiped out. So that alone is wiping us out as well.
Yeah. Well, what you're seeing also happen here are these public-private partnerships. And unfortunately, there are libertarian organizations in this country that promote these as free enterprise, that this is bringing the private sector into government, and that'll make government more competitive and more efficient. And so I've heard all these arguments. You cannot have a partnership between government and business. Our government, our constitution and so forth was created to protect the right and the ability of businesses to operate and compete, but not a partnership. That's a whole different thing. And so what you have now under public-private partnerships, corporations that are willing to go along with all these programs get to play ball with government, and they get to go to the front of the line to get all the goodies. They get tax breaks. They get the best location for their businesses in town, things like that. They use government to put their competition out of business. And this is not free enterprise. This is Mussolini fascism is what it is from.
It's fascism and monopoly. We used to have a monopolies commission in this country, which is still around, but it's a joke. And this merger mania over the last 20 years has wiped out millions and millions of jobs. And actually, I know from being a brand manager for years, if a company has, say, 50 brands and they keep merging with other companies, and say from instead of 50 companies, there's only 6, well, the brands begin to fail due to lack of competition. That actually happens. Not just the price thing, but they begin to fail for that reason. But sure. Exactly, you have this merger of government and multinationals pitched against us, and then you have the useful idiots repeating the propaganda. But as bad as it is in the UK here, we still have some very bare-knuckle journalism here, and it's a small integrated country. It's very hard to hide government crime. But anyway, we're coming out to the second break, and we'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes. Okay.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Just tell you, Tom, there's a real life experiment going on in Agenda 21 by the Agenda 21 perpetrators in Fort Collins, Colorado. I lived around there. I lived in Alberta for years, a few years ago, and I lived around near Fort Collins. And the person who will connect you up, there's a woman called Virginia Farver. Her son died of a brain tumor in San Diego University because there was a cell tower in the yard of the university over his wound, and he got riddled with the cell tower pollution. Microwaves, but every aspect of Agenda 21 has been perpetrated in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Larimer County, and in Colorado. And if you contact Virginia Farver, she's a very amenable person. She's been on many programs, hasn't been on RBN, actually. But it's going on, and every aspect of what you talk about has been perpetrated there. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am, yeah. There's well, two or three different
you're
places.
Well plugged in, yeah. Go ahead. Tell us what you know about that, yeah?
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, we are now moving towards creating eco-cities. And Bill Gates just announced that he's going to start to put these kind of things together. This whole thing with the cell towers and so forth, from what I understand, they are spewing out certain kinds of microwaves that are really, really affecting people. I don't know all the details of that, but I've been hearing reports of it.
5G and, being the worst, which is coming in now. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Again, population control. And, you know, we see so many people dying today. I've never seen so many cases of cancer. I have so many friends who have dropped over dead with cancer. And, you know, what's causing all this? And, you know, this whole thing of reducing the population, just like we talked about how you get people off the rural lands, how do you get them off the earth?
That's
same
right.
Kind of things. This is the kind of thing, these hidden things.
Yeah, this mandatory vaccinations, which California is doing, I mean, that's outrageous. And the best source in the world, there's Dr. Andrew Wakefield, they ran him out of the UK because he told the truth, but he's operating in Texas, and he brought out that video, Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, but of course it got no traction in the mainstream media because they are part of this. But it's hard for anybody, you included, anybody, when you're fighting, 95% of the media is on board with Agenda 21. This is the problem. Yeah. It's a shocking debacle.
It's a shame because one of the ways we found, 10 years ago to get around the media that would never report on anything that we talked about or have any of us on the top was we had the internet. We had the social media. Now that's disappearing. The censorship Facebook and from Google.
Touched on the very next point. We now have this monster, Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter, Firefox, by the way, are part of it as well, who are part of this Agenda 21 and are part of using this appalling, twisted thing of fake news. They are the fake news. And young people who are glued to these damn mobile phones are being propagandized like they think they're well-informed. They're brainwashed. Totally.
Oh, absolutely.
On every level. But anyway, we're only getting warmed up now. We've done an hour, right? Are you okay for the next hour, yeah? You're okay for the next hour, yeah? Good on you. We take this break. It's a short break, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Okay? All right.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.